Welcome to the Leadership Decoded podcast, where we provide you practical tactics to help you lead at your very best at work and in your everyday life. I'm your host, Dr. Will Ramey, a former U.S. Army officer and combat veteran, a leadership development workshop facilitator, and executive education adjunct professor. Today, we're diving into a topic that may be a little bit profound. It's the idea and a concept called Sonder. Sonder is the realization and the awareness that every person around you has a vivid story that's happening in their own life, just as much as yours. You can think about Sonder as you are the main character in your own story, but you're a background character in somebody else's story. Once you understand this concept of Sonder, the idea is that you'll be able to take a different perspective when leading your team. Let's dive in. This episode is brought to you by Sweat Tent, the industry leader of the portable at-home wood-burning sauna. Being a leader can be stressful. That's why I've been a sauna user for many years. Did you know that consistent sauna usage 3 to 4 times a week not only relieves stress and improves sleep, but it also enhances your physical well-being and fosters mental resilience and cognitive clarity to be a better leader? And you no longer have to go to a crowded gym or buy one of those expensive and bulky at-home setups to experience the benefits of a sauna. Sweat Tent is the most portable and affordable at-home sauna on the market. The setup takes minutes and can reach 200 degrees in under 30 minutes. Harness the power of the Sweat Tent sauna to lead with clarity and poise. Sweat out stress, ignite creativity, and emerge a more focused leader. All Leadership Decoded listeners will receive $100 off when you use code LEAD100. Visit sweattent.com today to get $100 off your purchase with code LEAD100 at checkout. Again, that's sweattent.com to get $100 off with code LEAD100. Sweat Tent, improving your ability to lead at work and in your everyday life.
This episode is brought to you by CNG Tutoring. Founded by Janelle and Chris Seaton, CNG Tutoring is Northeastern Pennsylvania's leading tutoring service. Our experienced state-certified tutors provide personalized one-on-one sessions tailored to each student's unique learning style. From math and science to reading, writing, and even Spanish, we cover it all. We also offer top-notch SAT prep designed to help students sharpen the skills they need to achieve their goals on the SAT. Join the countless families who trust CNG Tutoring with award-winning educators and a 5-star parent rating. We offer in-person and virtual tutoring using 21st century learning techniques. Visit cngtutoring.com today and start your child's journey to academic excellence. CNG Tutoring, ignite your mind.
This episode is brought to you by FitAF. As a leadership coach, I understand the importance of fueling both body and the mind. Balancing coaching sessions, workshops, and personal development can be demanding, and that's where FitAF steps in. FitAF offers an ever-changing menu crafted by top chefs and nutrition experts to ensure you're getting the best quality meals. Their diverse selection caters to various dietary preferences and needs, including keto, paleo, vegetarian, vegan, gluten-free, and more. As a valued listener, enjoy an exclusive offer. Get 20% off your first order of 7 meals or more by using code LEADER at checkout at fitafnutrition.com. Again, that's code LEADER for 20% off your first order of 7 meals or more at fitafnutrition.com. I appreciate when I have time for my mind to wander and wonder about, you know, big concepts. And I came across Sonder as a concept of, you know, being able to be aware of how vivid a life that other people are living around you have, not just your own. A lot of times we have a very single-centric view of the world. Not to say that we're self-centered, but you're the main character in your story, and people that you know are those supporting roles. But just as they're supporting roles in your story, they're the main character of their own story, and you're a supporting player in that. So it got me thinking about how this relates to leadership and team development. And for me, looking back and reflecting, this came to life during basic training. I was 17 years old. I flew on a plane for the very first time from Cleveland, Ohio to St. Louis, Missouri. I caught a bus from St. Louis, Missouri to Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri. And that is where I put my feet on the ground for the very first time with people that I didn't really know from all walks of life. And now we're going to be living together in a barrack, and we're going to be learning what it is to be a member of the U.S. Army. And I recall that time there. We spent 16 weeks at what was called one station unit training, 8 weeks of basic training, 9 weeks of military occupational specialty training. It was a military policeman. So we spent those 16, 17 weeks together, day in and day out. Now, this is before Facebook. This is before Instagram. This is before you could look people up and see a background story. So when we had time to talk, in our very limited time we had to talk, but you killed time by talking to others, by sharing stories, of asking questions and who you were and how you're growing up. And for me, I was brought together with people from all across the country, and you know, from Guam and Puerto Rico, and they had different reasons for being in the military. They had different purpose for why they joined. They had a different family experience. They had a different background. They had different health habits. They had different eating habits. It just blew my mind to the wide variety of diversity that we have in our world, even though we were all brought together for a common or shared belief in serving in the military. So this idea of identity and background and reason for joining, we got to know each other very, very well. And it opened my eyes up to this idea that people may be different. They have different perspectives. They have different expertise, but we have some commonality along the way as well. But everybody is carrying their own story. And when I implemented this into how I lead and lead others, it really has helped me gain perspective. It's really helped me try to put myself in somebody else's shoes and understand what it is they're going through, even though I may not have experienced that firsthand myself. So there is power in Sonder. When you want to increase relationships and strengthen relationships with the people that you work with, embrace Sonder as a way to connect, to see the world through somebody else's eyes as best you can without being able to actually walk in their shoes. So let's start off and get into the word itself. Sonder is the realization that every person around you has a life that is just as rich, just as detailed, just as meaningful as your own. So think about that. Everyone on your team, from the newest hire to the senior leaders in your organization, is living out their own story. They're living out their own experience. They have their own struggles. They have their own hopes. They have their own triumphs. And it's just as real and consuming as yours. This realization, it's not just poetic or philosophical. It has powerful implications for leadership. When we truly understand each person on our team is living their own stories, living their own shared experience, it changes the way we lead. It can change the way we communicate with each other. It can change how we build relationships with people around us. So as leaders, it's easy to fall in the mindset where we see ourselves as a central figure. We see ourselves as the person who's making decisions, who's steering the ship, who's driving outcomes. But if we take the concept of Sonder seriously, we realize that each person on our team is also their main character. So maybe they're the ones that wants to be the rising star in their story. Maybe they're the ones that's struggling with something at home, and they're bringing it to work, and they have a boss who just doesn't get it. Whereas we're trying to be the boss who's driving performance and connecting with our team. So this awareness really pushes us to move beyond the main character mentality and embrace the mentality of everybody has their story. When we stop viewing ourselves as that only driver of action, and we start recognizing the complex world of the people around us, it helps us foster a deeper sense of empathy. It allows us to have a deeper sense of context of what someone is saying and maybe why they're saying it. And we begin to see our team members as individuals, not just resources in a machine. We get to see them as people who are carrying out and carrying weight and carrying triumph and hope throughout their day. And we get to play a part in supporting their story. Empathy is one of the most critical skills a leader can have. Being able to emotionally engage and connect and listen on such a deep level. And Sonder, it takes empathy to a whole new level. It's about understanding people's thoughts and struggles and lives. And just as intricate as they are, you have this curiosity then to dig a little bit deeper, to hear what somebody has to say, not just what they say, but how they say it. When leading a team, understanding that each person is dealing with challenges, both seen and unseen, helps us approach conversations, feedback, conflict management with a greater sensitivity. Now think about people on your team or people that you've worked with. Perhaps someone is quieter in meetings because they're dealing with a personal issue at home. Maybe a person who seems distant is navigating their own mental health struggles. Maybe a person that's injecting into conversation more often is trying to practice being more assertive and embrace a new identity that they have or they're trying to build. So when we think about this as a leader, it's complex and it's energy draining to do, but how much better off would you be to engage empathy and pair that with this idea of embracing Sonder? Recognize the depth of each person's experiences is going to help you not just build stronger relationships, but strengthen trust and create a more inclusive environment where everyone's voice is brought to the table. Let's explore some practical ways to apply Sonder in our leadership. One is, as we talked about, is empathetic and active listening, being able to, instead of waiting for your turn to speak and focusing solely on the task at hand, being able to practice listening where you're gaining perspective, you're taking in input, and you're taking their input into the consideration of the conversation itself versus just trying to steer a conversation where it needs to go. Having curiosity over assumption. Instead of assuming that you know what motivates or challenges somebody, be curious. Ask them open-ended questions about their experiences. Find out what's happening in their world. Find out what's going on inside and outside of work with your team members. And the more that you connect and you understand their backgrounds of the lives that they're living and where they're at in their work life and home life or right now, the more effective you can be at leading your team, because you can tap into that intrinsic motivation because you have an understanding of it. The next piece here to explore is really humanizing feedback. When providing feedback, especially when it's difficult conversation or it may be a corrective piece of feedback, recognize the Sonder of the person you're speaking with. Frame your feedback in a way that considers where they're at on their journey, where they're at in their work life, what they need to work on, what they're trying to achieve, what they're going through. How can you offer support while also providing that guidance? Deliver the message, but deliver it in a way that's going to resonate and be impactful with your team member of where they're at right now. And the other thing is sharing ownership. Understanding Sonder encourages this sense of shared leadership. Recognizing each team member contributes to a larger goal or objective or a larger story of the organization. So everyone's bringing in their story and their journey and their life, but we're coming together to achieve a collective story, a collective journey with the time that we have here at work. Giving your team more autonomy, inviting them into the decision-making process, and letting them lead in areas where they're experts in their own right is a way to really amplify their story while getting them to share in leading our teams. That is a powerful benefit when you talk about tapping into people and experience, diversity, and knowledge that they have, and inviting them in to help lead each other. So when we think about the team environment, you know, actionable strategies that we can have to help the team culture embrace Sonder, psychological safety comes up first and foremost, a place where people feel safe to make mistakes, to speak candidly, to take risks. And then creating opportunities for people to share their stories, asking questions, engaging not just one-on-one, but small group or team conversations about what people are into, what are they doing, what are they working on, what are their goals, what are their ambitions here at work. Help them share their narrative so that the more people can hear it, can see it, and connect to it to support each other. And then recognizing contributions publicly. You know, how good does it feel when you get recognized for something that you accomplished at work, or your team gets recognized for something they accomplished together? Everyone wants to feel like their contribution matters. So taking the time to acknowledge individual achievements in front of the team and also recognizing how those contributions fit the larger success of the organization helps people, you know, find their way and navigate. So those are ways that you can set your team up, the culture and atmosphere that you can control, so people can start embracing Sonder left, right, and up and down the organization. Sonder teaches us that leadership isn't just about the impact we have on others. It's about recognizing the impact others have on us as well. It's this ebb and flow that we have. Every person on your team is leading their own life with their own set of challenges and their own aspirations. When we acknowledge this, we become more empathetic, humble, and effective leaders. So the next time that you're interacting with your team, take a moment to remember you're part of their story just as much as they are a part of yours. Shift that perspective and see how it impacts your ability to listen, share communication, understand, and connect with your team. It's a powerful concept, but embracing this will help you be more empathetic, will help you build trust, and help you lead at your best. Thanks for tuning in to the Leadership Decoded podcast here in the Loop Internet studio. If you enjoyed today's episode and found value, give us a like, download it, share it with your fellow leaders so we can all gain the knowledge that you gained today so we can lead at our very best. If you're an organization who's interested in investing in your team's leadership abilities, I want to work with you. I provide highly engaging, hands-on learning experiences where your team is going to be able to take leadership concepts and abilities and put them into practice with ease the very next day at work. Connect with me on LinkedIn at Dr. Will Ramey or visit my website, drwilliamramey.com, to learn more. You can also follow me on Instagram, Leadership Decoded Pod, or email me at will@onthestacks.com. I'm your host, Dr. Will Ramey, and I'll see you the next time you press play.